make a difference to preserve some of Utah's amazing history, we're introducing a fairly new opportunity next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov. Help preserve Utah's amazing history through a new program that's gaining popularity. Chris Merritt, with the Utah Division of State History, introduces this great opportunity.
The Cultural Site Stewardship Program, which we've been running now for a little over a year and a half, if you just Google Utah Cultural Site Stewardship Program, you'll find the website, you'll find information on the program, but we have right now 250 volunteers statewide that have dedicated at least 4 trips a year to go visit a sensitive archaeological site to help those land managers who are just stretched so thin. More and more people have decided to go out into our public lands, and our land managers are stretched thin. And so this is an opportunity for the public to say, we want to give back. We want to give back in a way that we feel empowered to monitor and to protect, but also to help our land managers put resources where they need them. Because you think about all the land the BLM or Park Service or Forest Service manage, they just don't have the staff. And so having trained volunteers, and we do a training so people learn about the ethics of visitation, the rules, not to post locations on social media because that can lead to damage. All these rules, but also safety. Safety, safety. Because these places are oftentimes rural and remote. And so just finding ways to make sure that we can get these sites monitored, protect our volunteers, and hopefully by next year we'll have 500 volunteers because there's room for everybody. Take the lessons of May and our appreciation and stewardship and carry it throughout the entire year. Because we all have a joint mission to protect these places, and it's our joint heritage. Whether you're Native American history, Chinese railroad worker history, it's all part of Utah's history, and it should be helped to be preserved by every single Utahn.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.